News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I am Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. Security was beefed up and patrolling intensified in Uttar Pradesh to ensure peace ahead of the Friday prayers, keeping in mind the widespread violence that hit the state last week during protests against the amended citizenship law. As a precautionary measure, internet services that were resumed after nearly a week were suspended again in Ghaziabad, Bulandshahr, Meerut, Muzaffarnagar and Shamli. In Agra also, the services will remain suspended from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. today, a senior police official said. To avoid a repeat of last Friday's violence in Gorakhpur, police staged a flag march in sensitive areas and held a meeting with peace committees in all circles and police station areas. Paramilitary force personnel and state police force will be deployed and drone cameras will be used to ensure security today, District Magistrate Vijayendra Pandian said. Meanwhile, the process to confiscate the property of those involved in damaging public assets during the protests gained momentum, with 372 people being served notices in different districts. A Home Department spokesperson on Thursday put the death toll at 19 in the violence last week, which left 288 policemen injured, including 61 who received firearm injury. He said 327 FIRs have been registered and 5,558 preventive arrests made. Official sources said more district administrations issued notices to people to make them pay for the losses caused by them in arson and stone pelting. The maximum 200 notices were issued in Moradabad, followed by 110 in Lucknow, 34 in Gorakhpur and 29 in Firozabad, an official spokesman said. In the entire state, 1,113 persons have been arrested for their alleged involvement in violence. A report from Sambal said the district administration has issued notices to 26 people for their alleged involvement in damaging properties during protests against the amended citizenship law, asking them to explain their position or pay for the losses. Sambal Superintendent of Police Yamuna Prasad said posters of about 150 people have been released and 55 have been identified for their involvement in violent protests. A preliminary probe in anti-CAA violence in Kanpur suggested role of Bangladeshis and Kashmiris, police said. Some 1,200 unidentified persons, including students, teachers and non-teaching staff of the Aligarh Muslim University, have been booked for alleged violation of prohibitory orders under CRPC Section 144 by taking out a candlelight march on Tuesday. Two prominent leaders of the Telugu Desam Party were put under house arrest on Thursday. The move comes ahead of a meeting today where Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Jagan Mohan Reddy is expected to approve the proposed three-capital formula. The situation in the state has been tense following Reddy's announcement for the creation of three capitals: executive capital at Visakhapatnam, legislative capital at Amaravati and judicial capital at Kurnool. In view of the legal, technical and procedural issues involved, there is speculation the government may desist from announcing a new capital but could take a decision on shifting the secretariat to Visakhapatnam in the first place, said authoritative sources. The cabinet will deliberate on the recommendations of the experts' committee and take a decision on the location of the state capital, according to Municipal Administration Minister Botsa Satyanarayana. The experts' committee in its report to the chief minister last week suggested distribution of capital functions with the secretariat at one place, the high court in another, and the legislature in a third location. According to reports, MP Kesineni Srinivas and MLC Buddha Venkanna were on their way to Amaravati to participate in a Mahadharna by farmers against the decision when they were picked up. Several other leaders were detained over the issue as well. Srinivas earlier told reporters that he would seek Prime Minister Narendra Modi's intervention in the matter. Condemning the house arrest, TDP Chief Chandrababu Naidu said the Reddy-led YSR Congress Party government will pay for its unilateral, dictatorial and suppressive attitude. It is undemocratic to prevent the public representatives from going to a meeting of the Amaravati Parirakshana Samiti Joint Action Committee. The YSRCP government is creating panic among the people of 29 villages. Thousands of police personnel are deployed and are made police raj. They made the capital, which ran smoothly for the past 5 years, controversial, Naidu said in a statement. Ahead of the meeting, unprecedented security arrangements have been made in Amaravati region. particularly in Mandadam village and the roads leading to the secretariat at Velagapuri, in view of the ongoing protests by farmers against the move to shift the capital to port city Visakhapatnam. Prohibitory orders under Section 144 of CRPC and Section 30 of the Police Act are already in place, and villages along the road leading to the secretariat have been asked not to allow strangers or outsiders into their houses. With a numbing cold continuing to sweep through Delhi NCR, the region is expected to record its second coldest December since 1901, the Weather Department said on Thursday. The mean maximum temperature for December was less than 20 degrees Celsius only in 1919, 1929, 1961 and 1997, an official of the India Meteorological Department said. In December this year, the mean maximum temperature till Thursday was 19.85 degrees Celsius. It is expected to dip to 19.15 degrees Celsius by December 31, he said. If it happens, it will be the second coldest December since 1901. December 1997 recorded the lowest MMT of 17.3 degrees Celsius, the official said. The Safdarjung Observatory, which provides official figures for Delhi, recorded the lowest maximum temperature of 12.2 degrees Celsius on December 18. The weather station at Palam recorded the lowest maximum of 11.4 degrees Celsius on December 25. Since December 14, most parts of the city have witnessed 13 consecutive cold days, or a 13-day cold spell. The national capital recorded the maximum of 17 cold days in December 1997. After 1992, Delhi has had cold spells only in 4 years, 1997, 1998, 2003 and 2014. Severe cold day conditions are predicted till December 29. On Thursday, the city recorded a low of 5.8 degrees Celsius and a high of 13.4 degrees Celsius, 7 notches below normal. Humidity levels shot up to 100%. A severe cold day and a moderate fog is predicted today. A cold wave is likely to grip the national capital on the weekend as the mercury is predicted to drop to 4 degrees Celsius, the Met Department said. Some relief is expected next week due to a change in the wind direction. According to the IMD, a cold day is when the maximum temperature is at least 4.5 notches below normal. A severe cold day is when the maximum temperature is at least 6.5 degrees Celsius below normal. And prosecutors in Los Angeles are reviewing 8 cases accusing disgraced film mogul Harvey Weinstein of sexual assault, an official said on Thursday. The Los Angeles and Beverly Hills Police Departments each brought 4 investigations to prosecutors, according to Ricardo Santiago, a spokesman for the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office. The office will decide whether to move forward with prosecution. No charges have been filed, Santiago said. He did not know details about the allegations or when the cases were presented to prosecutors. District Attorney Jackie Lacey created a task force more than 2 years ago to handle the surge in sexual misconduct allegations against entertainment figures after the accusations against Weinstein launched the Me Too movement. He has denied allegations of non-consensual sex. No charges have been filed against 22 men, including Weinstein, actor Kevin Spacey, director James Toback, and former CBS CEO Leslie Moonves, who were the focus of the task force's investigations. All of them have denied wrongdoing. Charges have already been rejected for most, mainly because the statute of limitations had expired or there was insufficient evidence. Weinstein is scheduled to stand trial on January 6 in New York on charges that he raped a woman in a Manhattan hotel room in 2013 and performed a forcible sex act on a different woman in 2006. He has pleaded not guilty and says any sexual activity was consensual. A tentative global settlement reached this month would split $25 million among more than 24 of Weinstein's accusers. The deal wouldn't require him to pay anything out of his own pocket, and he wouldn't have to admit wrongdoing. Last week, a former model who accused him of sexually abusing her when she was 16 filed a new lawsuit saying the tentative settlement wasn't fair or just. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak. the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.